I don't know what else to think about, but John Hovind, Mike, and I welcome him now. How you doing, Johnny? Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, Boom, and two things right off the hop. First off, Jake told me that I am the last guest of the week here before you go on break, so thanks for saving the best for last, and great musical choice there as well with Run, Run, Rudolph. We used the same song on today's Kings of the Podcast. We just used a different version. We used the Lemmy and Billy Gibbons version.
Lemmy? Lemmy does Lemmy, Christmas? Well, I guess Lemmy doesn't do anything anymore. He's not alive, but he made Christmas music?
Well, there's a Run, Run, Rudolph with him and Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top. It's at the end of the Kings of the Podcast we just released, so you can go check that out, and all the listeners will enjoy it.
Sorry, I've never allowed you to promote the pod. How many do you do?
That's a great question, because our frequency is not irregular, so sometimes we'll drop a couple in a week, and sometimes we'll go a couple weeks in between. So scheduling has been a challenge recently, but we put out our World Juniors preview today, and we'll look forward to doing some more podcasts in 2022.
Well, it's probably fitting that schedule, because that's kind of how the Kings win hockey games. But anyway, we'll move on from that. So the role of the Kings this year is being played by Carolina and Detroit. Carolina's got 10 players in. The Kings have 8. I think the Kings or the Wings have 8, and I'm not sure where the Kings are at, but I think they're around 6. But in years past, you guys have dominated. If you were picking one guy, I know you love Brock Faber, and I'm looking forward because I know he's going to play a big role for Team USA. Who might be the Kings that you're excited about watching at this tournament?
Well, you're right. Brock Faber, just because you look at last year and how he went from being under the radar to being front and center, and now he's wearing a letter with Team USA. He's going to turn pro, or he's expected to turn pro at the end of this college season. So he certainly is a player that Kings fans should keep an eye on. But probably the guy that I'm most interested to really watch up close and personal at the tournament would be Sami Hellenius, who was drafted by the LA Kings in the most recent draft. He's a big 6'6 center. He kind of is the new version of Philippe Deneau, if you will, a defensive specialist, brings a lot of size. He's going to play the 3C for Finland today, and that's the role he's expected to play. He'll get some PK time. So it'll be interesting to see, because some believe, including those in Kings management, that he is potentially just a year away from being pro and being in the NHL. So he could be one of those prospects that comes out of the middle of nowhere and gets fast-tracked. So I would say him, and then offensively speaking, really curious to see what Martin Kromiak can do. We know how offensively minded he can be when playing in the Ontario Hockey League, but when you get into this international tournament, will he get enough time and space and opportunities to touch the puck and put some points on the board? It'll be very interesting to watch.
Yeah, that is interesting. Now, you obviously are going up to follow Team USA. There's varying opinions on where they're going to fit in this thing, and sometimes it's just a matter of who hits the ground running. What are your thoughts on Team USA going into the tournament?
Well, yeah, I'm scheduled to spend a little bit of time watching Group A, and then the rest of the time I'll be watching Group B, which is where the majority of those six Kings prospects are playing, including Team USA. It's kind of the pool of death, though, Boom. You have Sweden in that pool, you have Russia in that pool, and you have the U.S. along with a couple of other teams. And so not only will you get some Kings on Kings crime, but one game can really swing the standings in the preliminary round. So if everything lines up the way that it's supposed to, or that it should, or that maybe I think it will, the New Year's Eve game, the final one, USA versus Russia, should be for the top spot in that group. So that'll be pretty exciting. But 2 days before that, you have the U.S. playing Sweden, and that's obviously a big one. You know, anybody who follows the World Juniors knows how deadly Sweden has been for many, many years, in the preliminary round at least, although their streak was snapped last year. That's still a very potent club there in Sweden. So those are the three big teams, and you know, when they each play each other, those will be the marquee matchups in Group B.
Interesting. I also wanted to get you on to get a sense of what you're going to deal with, because I don't know how many people are going to be going up in the middle of this Omicron buzz. I don't know what it's going to be like for you to cross the border, but what have they told you with respect to safety and testing are you going to have to deal with at the tournament as a member of the media?
Well, we have to be vaccinated. So, you know, that's already handled and taken care of. And the COVID testing to get into the country, and then the COVID testing to get back out of the country, is in place there. So haven't received anything yet that I believe in terms of, you know, negative tests, but I'll certainly have them because you have to have one negative test to get up on the plane. So, you know, I would say that's probably what's keeping me up at night right now, Boom, is just trying to get into the bubble, as they say. You know, I remember hearing so many of the players and management talk about this when the NHL did it, and then also when some of the college teams have done it, and then also the World Juniors bubble last year. Just getting to Red Deer is going to be a big part of the overall experience of the tournament this year. And so, you know, want to do it safe and hope that everybody that that does attend, you know, does so safely and we come out of this okay on the other side.
When are you taking off? I'm guessing around, like, is it 26th?
Yeah, I leave on the 26th just because I wanted to spend Christmas with the family and whatnot. So I will miss the first day of the tournament and we'll be there, you know, after that. First game for me will be Finland versus Austria on the 27th, so day two of the tournament, and we'll get to see the aforementioned Sami Hellenius, and then also Simon Taival will be up there playing right wing on the top line, one of the other Kings prospects for Team Finland.
Okay, before I let you go, a wrap on the first half of the season for the LA Kings. It felt underwhelming to me, like they didn't take the jump I was hoping they would, but when you look at the standings, they're only 3 points out of a playoff spot as we will enter into the second half, hopefully on the 27th. Any major takeaways from the first 30 games of the season?
I think if you're a Kings fan, what you'd like to be thinking right now is that the team is building momentum. And I think you're right, though, Boom, that you probably are a little bit underwhelmed when you look at the club. You would have hoped there was a lot of hype coming into the season. You would have hoped they would have taken a bigger jump. But they have been building some momentum. So they had some early long winning streaks, long losing streaks, some inconsistency. But they have been in the games. And of late, they've played some really tough teams and played them on the road. And, you know, yeah, you could, you know, if you want to be a Debbie Downer, you can point to some of the players on the other teams that were out of the lineup. But just like the Kings have been without Doughty and they have found a way to win, some of these other teams that have had players either injured or in protocol, they've found ways to win as well. So to be able to hang with and or to beat some of those better teams, the Kings are getting better. They are a better club, not only on paper, but also in terms of their play and their compete level, you know, for a full 60 minutes this season than they were last year. And they have had quite a few guys out of the lineup, not only Doughty, but, you know, Sean Walker's been out. I know he's one of your favorites. He's out for the season. The injury to Alex Edler is really a concern just because the Kings are not so deep on defense, not only at the NHL level, but even at the American League level. They're pretty thin there. So, you know, you may see GM Rob Blake try to make a move to shore some things up there as you get closer to the trade deadline. And you're still waiting for some of the kids to sort of emerge and take some jobs. And obviously Byfield being injured caused a little bit of an issue and a time delay, but he's back. He's played four games at the American League level, expecting him to maybe get a couple more conditioning games with Ontario. And then he will be up in the NHL, hopefully solidifying the third C, you know, role for McClellan and the LA Kings. And Kaliev's just doing his thing and scoring goals, and Turcotte's going to see some NHL time here in the early part of the new year. So the kids are coming. The patience that everybody has been showing, it's about to be rewarded, and you'll get to see some of these younger players get significant minutes at the NHL level.
And finally, before I let you go, with so many positive tests, everything's changing, everything is fluid. So, you know, we don't know what things are going to be like on the 26th, but what's the sense about the Kings being able to field a roster once we complete our Christmas break?
Well, feeling pretty good. Obviously, Byfield is in protocol right now, so that kind of threw a wrench into everything. And Phil Deneau is there as well. And you would have, you know, in a perfect world with Deneau going out and them needing another center, it would have been nice to get Byfield in, even though he only had four games at the American League level. So everything is changing on a daily basis, like you said, and it's not even worth asking anybody today in management, hey, what do you think the roster is going to look like? Because they all answer the same way, you know, ask me tomorrow, ask me on game day. So it changes daily, it changes hourly, and it's the world we live in. And we all have to be flexible and pivot, not only, you know, Coach Todd McClellan, but those that follow the team and report on things. We all have to be flexible because the news comes in out of nowhere, and it comes in quickly sometimes.
Johnny, thanks for the time. Have a safe trip. Enjoy the tournament. Happy holidays, and we'll track you down when you're in Alberta.
Same to you, Boom. Look forward to talking to you. Thanks.